Everyone has a story. How they got here, where they met along the way, the choices they made, the dreams they are chasing. Welcome to Anthologies of Hope. Welcome back to Anthologies of Hope this week, and thank you for joining us for some very special announcements. Before we jump into it, as always, I'm your host, Rick Osowski, and I'm not a mental health professional in any way, simply a mental health advocate with a passion for storytelling. We don't have a guest today, but what we do have is two big things that have been in the works for a while to talk about instead. As we've been hyping up for the past few weeks, our blog is launching today, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, our other announcement is slightly larger and one that I'm super excited to get to bring to all of our listeners. One that I have very much been looking forward to being able to make since we started Anthologies of Hope close to a year ago, even if I didn't really know where that was going to take us. I'm excited to announce that as of today, Anthologies of Hope is a member of the AUX Audio podcast family. That's AUX Audio. You can read more about them at auxchicago.com if you're the investigative type, or check out today's Anthologies of Hope Instagram post for links and tags to where you need to go. As you'll see on the site, AUX Audio celebrates podcasts and podcasters in and around the Chicagoland area. Between original content and the content AUX Audio believes in and hosts for others, the network aims to reward creativity and unique ideas with a home and the opportunity to share those ideas with a wide audience. So I'm thankful for getting sought out to be a member of this awesome family. I can't wait to connect all of our listeners with AUX family of podcasts, and if you are a new listener to Anthologies of Hope coming in from an AUX Audio show, welcome aboard. We're very excited to have you. If my count is correct, and when your mornings start at 6 a.m. with a six-month-old, sometimes math is hard, Anthologies of Hope is the seventh podcast on the AUX Audio Network. I wanted to give all of our listeners a little rundown of the current shows in the network that I'm stoked to add AOH to. Andy King's flagship podcast, AUX Populi, is a show about art, artists, and how artists use art and have used art to fix themselves and others. Next up is Wake and Jake for people seeking a new Monday morning ritual. So wake up with Jake as he improvises some soothing music and gets your week started right. In the Green Room seeks to explore the intimate moments and conversations that take place before and after a performance. Part podcast, part WSRE 88.7 FM radio show, The Underbelly Hours, has been a haven for underground musicians and fans of underground music since 2017. On the funny and pop culture side of things, Tipsy Tabloids is about two friends getting tipsy and talking celebrity gossip to learn what you never wanted to know about all of your favorite celebrities. Finally, be sure to check out fellow new addition to the network, Ghost Stories, as they follow host Ashley Grant in an attempt to uncover ghosts and other paranormal phenomena at different haunted locations around the Chicagoland area. She recently had one that's not too far from where I live currently, so I definitely need to check that one out. With all the big exciting news out of the bag, what does that mean for you? Well, luckily, not much. You don't have to worry. That won't impact anything you, as a listener, will need to worry about one bit. You'll still be able to find us right here at anthologiesofhope.com on all the same social media handles, and when you download our episodes or visit our episode pages, you'll be pulling straight from our new home on the AUX Audio Network. So circling back to the launch of Anthologies of Hope blog today, I'm super excited to bring you excellent writing from past guests and friends of the show, and I'm looking forward to see where we can take it from there. For now, head over to anthologiesofhope.com/Eureka to find the first two blog posts today. Why Eureka, you ask? Well, that's quite simple. We're kicking off with a series of the same name based on inspiration from one of my favorite Comic-Con artists, Monkey Minion Press, and their excellent art book titled Eureka, The Art of Science. Check them out on Instagram at Monkey Minion Press and their website at monkeyminionpress.com. You'll also be able to find links for pretty much every blog post that we have with their links embedded directly in there to the art book as well as to the individual art prints you'll be seeing more and more of with each blog post. Today's blog post includes a quick entry for myself to set up the series, my inspiration for it, and what it means to me to be able to bring some of my favorite passions together: comic conventions, artist alleys, and the mental health industry. And because of that, I chose Albert Einstein's quote of, "Imagination is more important than knowledge," since it cuts through a lot of what we talk about here at Anthologies of Hope, since we think we know so much more than what we truly imagine. More importantly, check out Season 1 guest Jen John's blog as pretty much the first actual blog post in the series, writing an awesome post as inspired by Alexander Fleming's quote of, "One sometimes finds what one is not looking for." I can't wait for you all to read her story and have her voice back in the Anthologies of Hope limelight. So thank you for contributing, Jen. As far as future episodes, keep an ear out for a new format of Mental Health Minute episodes. These episodes are planned to be shorter in nature than our normal conversations, but we'll cover practical research-proven tips on how you can approach your mental health care delivered in a conversational and actionable approach. Now, I say planned because we just recorded some of these and they were much longer than we had originally anticipated. However, they definitely deal with the two separate focuses on skills and techniques for anxiety and depression. And respectively, these Mental Health Minute episodes will be accompanied with blog posts of their very own, so you can distill down exactly what you need and take away concrete courses of action whenever you may need them. So we will definitely have them, but they'll just be longer in nature, which just means that's more content, more actions, more skills, more learning that you can do if you're trying to deal with anxiety and depression in a given day. Don't forget about our Spotify playlist that joins all of our long-form Wednesday interviews. You can go check it out right now at anthologiesofhope.com/playlist, and it has all the songs associated with the first half of season 3 right now. You can still find season 1 at anthologiesofhope.com/season-1-playlist, and season 2 at anthologiesofhope.com/season-2-playlist. Every week, we'd like to remind you that if you're in a time of crisis, we will typically be covering a range of potentially difficult topics. You can please use this section as a warning to seek help and come back to listen once you're in a more positive season during our regular episodes. If you are in need of help, an abundance of international resources can be found on the Find Help pages from Trait Love in Our Arms and Hope for the Day. Trait Love in Our Arms can be found at twloha.com/find-help, and Hope for the Day can be found at hftd.org/find-help. As always, you can find us at anthologiesofhope.com, on Facebook and Instagram as Anthologies of Hope, on Twitter as Anthologies Pod, or email us directly at anthologiesofhope, all one word, no punctuation, @gmail.com. Like, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. So check back in on Monday, and we'll be bringing you some great conversations that we had for a special Veterans Day episode. This coming Monday, November 11th, is Veterans Day here in the United States, and in partnership with Hope for the Day, we'll be bringing you some in-depth conversation with veterans of the American Armed Forces to discuss the mental health impacts of joining the military, serving both at home and abroad, as well as what mental health care is like once you return home. And then, we'll return to our regularly scheduled long-form interviews on Wednesday with some great friends of the show that you have heard from before, and some brand new friends who I can't wait to bring you their stories. Until then, keep having the hard conversations, keep doing the heavy lifting, and we'll hear from you next time. Thank you so very much for joining us this week. We hope you had as good a time listening as we had recording the interview. Don't forget to check out anthologiesofhope.com/playlist for all the awesome songs that will get added each week. You can find us on social media at Anthologies of Hope on Facebook and Instagram, and Anthologies Pod on Twitter. It would be great if you could subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or Google and leave us a review. As always, remember, everyone has a story, and it's about time we start listening.